Six music.
BBC Radio. Six Music Documentaries.
Welcome to The First Time on Six Music with me, Matt Everett. This is the series where we meet some of the most influential and best-loved musicians around and look at the seminal first musical moments that shaped their lives and their careers. And best-loved is a very appropriate phrase for this week's guest. He formed the band The New Sonics in Glasgow in 1976 and they'd later evolve into Orange Juice, a group who'd help define the newly emergent post-punk scene, introducing elements of soul and pop and funk into the template of the jangly guitar. He left behind some moments of pure pop perfection with that band, including the track you just heard, I Can't Help Myself, then started a solo career in the late 80s, which reached its commercial peak with a worldwide super smash, Girl Like You, in 1994. However, in 2005, he suffered a severe brain hemorrhage, two in fact, and embarked on a long programme of neurological rehabilitation. His speech and physical movements are still affected, but happily, his musical ability and passion for making records remains undimmed, as does his sense of humour. I'm very pleased to say my guest here on The First Time is Edwin Collins. And I started by asking Edwin, as I do with all my guests on The First Time, when was he first aware of music?
Jonathan.
Right.
I was 8 years old, I think. Poor Cow on the B-side. Oh, it's a classic, Poor Cow. It's Jennifer is for kids, basically. But Poor Cow on the B-side. It's a soul song, acoustic song. And, it's got deep meaning for me.
So can you remember, hearing that when you were, running around in short trousers then?
My mum bought it for me, and I put it on, and Jennifer is playing, but let's think about a moment on the B-side.
Mm.
And the acoustic song repeats a melody. It's so emotional for me.
I dwell in the north, in the green country, far and near, far and near. And I take to my rest at the end of day, whilst o'erhead pretty stars do play. And then I dream alone, then I make a song about everything that I've known and felt. Then it makes me sad and smile. Then I wake up in a funny old kind of day. The rain has gone away. Watching the children sing and play in the garden and the roadway. Up comes a little one singing a song about a friend she knows called Rosie. Off to the green wood you must go and bring him a one fine posy. All of a sudden I'm bright as ever, sad as a butterfly. Oh, I dwell in the north, in the green country, far and near, far and near. And I dream of the girl with the sunshine eye, Sandy, wherever she may be. And then I dream along, and then I make a song about everything that I've known and felt, and it makes my sadness melt.
So even very early on, there was an emotional connection with music for you.
Yeah, but when I was 14 years old, I bought David Bowie in Boots. In Dundee.
Which album was it?
Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and Aladdin Sane.
What, both at the same time?
Yes. Watch That Man and There's a Star Man and everything else. It's a good album, two albums, and it's still a good album to me.
What did you love about Bowie then?
The 70s stuff. The 80s not so bad, but by the time the 90s is past. No, but some people don't love it. But the 70s stuff is hunky dory.
Mm.
Is an experimenting on acoustic album and electric album. It's to me, hunky dory is the real thing. Quickside is to me a classic.
I'm closer to the golden dawn, immersed in Crowley's uniform of imagery. I'm living in a silent film, portraying Himmler's sacred realm of dream reality. I'm frightened by the total goal, drawing to the ragged hole, and I ain't got the power anymore. No, I ain't got the power anymore. I'm the twisted name on Garbo's eyes, living proof of Churchill's lies. I'm destiny. I'm torn between the light and dark, where others see their target,
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
You're listening to The First Time with me, Matt Everett, and my guest this week, Edwin Collins. OK, it's another first. What about your first gig? The first gig that you went to that really made an impression on you? I mean, records are one thing. Seeing it live is...
It's Sparks.
Really? Another good band?
Yeah, yeah. On the supporting was Pilot. Whoa, 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 it's magic! You know,
never believe it's not so.
And I want to see them, the Keir Hall, Dundee. Come over my house, and Propaganda is coming out. It's the album.
Yeah.
Russell and Ron Mayle.
Yeah.
And I wore my flares. The live gig is. Sparks is good, and Pilot is all right too.
She can't show you what you want.
What about your first bands then? What were they like?
Sonics. Oh, tell a lie. Back in Dundee, Onyx.
Onyx.
It's hard. It's very hard, you see.
That's where you got the name from.
Yes. Yes, a metal match. I played a banjo and they threw me out.
No way.
The band.
What about your first proper band then?
Yeah, the New Sonics.
Yeah. Who were your kind of heroes then? Who were you trying to emulate? Who did you love at the time?
The New Sonics. I remember Ready, Steady, Go. It was terrible, the song. Its cross was Ready, Steady, Go, Go, Go. Ready, Steady, Go. Ready, Steady, Go, Go, Go. Ready, Steady, Go.
Yeah, it's the start. It's the start of a songwriting career.
I wrote that song when I was 17 years old, Falling and Laughing. So the verse and chorus, it's good enough.
So what do you remember about recording Falling and Laughing, that first single? What do you remember about the recording experience?
I remember I was 20 at the time.
Young?
Yes, young and trendy. And Stephen Daly, the drums, and David McClymont on bass, and James Kirk on guitar, Edwin Collins on guitar also.
Rip It Up.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of, you know, your first big, big single. And it's quite rightly referred to as a classic.
Yeah.
And kind of made you a pop star. Kind of for the first time. Did you enjoy that?
Yes, I admit I did. enjoy it. It reached a great bit on number 8, I think. 1983. Mm. And I did the bass. It's Roland 303.
Okay. Which would go on to become like the Acid House keyboard.
Yeah. But it's quite new at the time. I bought it in Denbart Street. I wanted to experiment a Roland bass line, and it's kind of like a chic, let's say.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about it that way.
Yeah. Nile Rodgers ripped up chic rhythm line.
It's still a great sounding record.
Yeah, it's still good. It's 1984, but no, 3, and it's still good. It's nowadays.
Someone that you've said was an influence, which, although a brilliant band, I wouldn't have expected, was Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yes.
When did you first fall in love with them?
I bought it Cosmos Factory.
It's a great album.
Yeah. I'm back in Orange Juice days.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and it's still great at the time. Recently, at the Mojo's Award 2 years ago, I presented to John Fogarty. So great. I presented John Fogarty. Imagine that. it's I'm a fan, let's say, especially Creedence Clearwater Revival.
What song should we play of them?
Born on the Bayou.
Why that one? Why that track?
Oh, the Memphis guitar chords on it is so classic.
Born on the Bayou by Creedence Clearwater Revival, one of the formative influences on my guest here on the first time, Mr. Edwin Collins.
Six Music. BBC Six Music.
And complacent in his mansion house room. Well, he poisoned the bride, then ran off with the groom. Now he travels by night, neath a world weary. Badly cut suit, resplendent with afro and electric lute, and he's speaking in riddles, and he's speaking in tongues, whilst he plays to a fuss ball. Of one. Yes, he's speaking in riddles, and he's shrieking in tongues, but his words fall like snowflakes which melt in the sun. So now is the time.
That's Hope and Despair, the title track from Edwin Collins' first solo album in 1989. I'm Matt Everett, and this is The First Time on Six Music, where we look at the key first moments in an artist's career. And my guest this week is Edwin Collins.
choose to spin.
So you've done a lot of producing over the years as well.
Yeah.
As well as obviously being a musician. How do you kind of approach that role? Because it's very different to being a musician to being a producer. What do you kind of, if there's a new band in front of you, how do you...
Oh, Seb, my engineer, and I work well together and on the control area, and the band is there. For example, say, take the Krebs, Ross and Gary and Ryan. Hi, lads. Scenesters, the single, not pushing them. Creative kind of works out, and plus they're nice lads, and Seb and I work well together. I did the Kramers too, and they're lovely lads, and
it's about finding people you like.
Yeah,
it?
yeah, exactly.
Something else we have to ask about, we can't talk about your life without talking about Girl Like You.
Yes.
Was it a case of, when you first finished that, was it a case of like, that's the mortgage sorted, that's going to do all
no.
right?
I, 48 hours later, it's done.
Quick as that?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. And, possibly it was a good song at the time, but I did realise back in Great Britain it's a good song, but round the world I didn't realise at all. Japan and Korea and Hong Kong and all around Europe. German gig in France and Holland and all around America, but it wore me out 1 year and 7 months all around the world. Song from days of yore.
you ever get a little bit sick of it? Sick of the attention and sick of the song?
Yeah. By the end of it, I pooped out, let's say, and exhausted. But I needed a rest. But I didn't realise it's kind of towards the end of that my eyes are puffy, but high blood pressure, the first sign of it.
I was going to ask, was that the first sign of what would go on?
Yes, it was. Puffy eyes and headache, constant headache.
If I can ask you, what do you remember about having the sort of double hemorrhage? How much do you recall?
I don't remember that time. Grace does, but I don't. I'm hemorrhaging away in the ambulance, and I don't remember.
Because there's the kind of the myth is that you could only say four phrases afterwards.
Yeah.
Is that true? What? It was like yes, no, grace, and the possibilities are endless.
Yes.
There's something really wonderful about that.
But over and over again, the possibilities are endless. The possibilities are endless. Some people say I'm daft as a breath.
There's just, I don't know, because I read that and I thought, because you read things on the internet, and you're like, oh, they're not necessarily true. But,
No, it was at the time.
It's just something, there's something quite lovely about that because, you know, it's Gracie's name. And also, you know, the possibilities are endless. Where does that come from? It's rather wonderful, don't you think?
Yeah. I suppose, but the possibilities are endless. It's a good catchphrase, but I'm working to, for example, my speech is completely away, but somewhere in the back of my mind, it's a place that I'm better inside of myself, and it's a place that lets think and think and rethink. I'm trying to find something in the back of my mind is going on and on. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Matt, it's a weird feeling. I know I'm striving to capture my songs and Grace and William, my son. It's something striving and striving and striving to capture this mood. No, sometimes of course I'm unwell, and it seems to me a kind of vision I strive for.
I'm losing sleep. I'm holding on.
You're listening to The First Time with me, Matt Everett, here on Six Music, and my guest this week, Edwin Collins. And I asked Edwin about his recovery since he suffered his double brain hemorrhage, specifically how hard he finds it to communicate.
My singing is coming on. My speech is still not coming in. No, it is a bit by speech, but it takes time.
Because losing sleep, which was the first thing that you recorded, released and recorded in 2010, after hemorrhage, it's a great song. So there must have been a certain sense of, yes, it's there, I can do this.
Yeah, what it is, I'm losing sleep, I'm losing dignity. I'm struggling to find the words.
Yeah.
To say what I'm meaning.
Yeah.
So it's a challenge. I'm fine with the chorus, but the verse takes a lot of time to think of the meaning.
Because I can hear a lot of soul in the new record. The new record feels like a soulful record.
Yeah.
It's got that kind of smoothness as well.
Yeah.
Of, you know, you mentioned the Icy Brothers and stuff like that. Was that a direct influence on this album then?
Yeah, but take Baby Jean, it's called.
Mm.
It's blues, I think. Dilemma is Northern Soul, of course.
Yeah. Did you used to go to those Northern Soul clubs?
No.
Ah.
No, but I was 17 years old at the time. I used to... Shuffles is called the club. And down in the basement in Glasgow. And on Argyll Street.
Yeah.
And apparently Grace is saying to me, back in the day, I wasn't a very good dancer. Yes, Grace is saying it.
That's me all over.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
There is this whole generation of fans that have discovered you. I know that when Franz Ferdinand kind of broke through, they name-checked you a lot. And there's like a whole other generation of people that still keep getting into your stuff, and you're kind of like... It must be nice.
It's basically, it flatters me.
Yeah.
Matt, it's good to be flattered, I think. But some people still don't get it, my songs. But not for me, the guys say, and the girls say. But so what?
The final thing we ask everybody on the show is they get to pick the last song that we'll play. So you get to pick the song. It can be something of yours, something by someone else's, something new, something you heard this morning, anything you want. What should we go out on?
What I do every morning at home in London, I dig out my album of the day.
Every morning?
Yeah. It's 7-inch, it's a single, and I find it on YouTube and my Facebook and Twitter.
Right. What was a recent one that you liked?
Let's see. Grooving, Young Rascals.
Okay, why that song?
I know, it's a good single. It's a 60s single and Northern... Soul and pop combined, soul and pop, and it's a good grooving. It's this medium tempo grooving on a summer's day and something. Yeah, and atmospheric and emotional.
Then that's the song we should play.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you, Matt.
On a Sunday afternoon, really couldn't get away too soon. I can't imagine anything that's better. The world is ours whenever we're together. There ain't a place I like to be. Down a crowded avenue to it. Anything we like to do. There's always lots of things that we can see. We can't be anyone we'd like to be. With all those happy people we could meet. On a Sunday afternoon, really couldn't get away too soon. No, 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 no. We're gonna talk and laugh our time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life would be ecstasy. You and me endlessly grooving on a Sunday afternoon.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
I never thought that I could be so bold. to even say these thoughts aloud. I see you with your man, your eyes just shine, while he stands tall and walking proud. Looking right at me. If I could be that guy instead of me, I'd never let you down. It always seems like you're going somewhere better than you've been before. Well, I go to sleep and I dream all night knocking on my door. That look you give that guy, I wanna see, looking right at me. If I could be that guy instead of me, I'd be all I can be, I'd be all. I'd like to be. I'm nothing much, I know it's true. I lack the style and the pedigree, and my chances are so few. That look you give that guy, I wanna see, looking right at me. Never thought that I could be so bold to even say these thoughts aloud. But if, let's say, it won't work out, you know where I can be found. That look you give that guy, I wanna see, looking right at me.
Hello, this is a shorter version of a weekly new music playlist titled Handpicked by Six Music, one of a big collection of music playlists you can now download and subscribe to in the BBC Sounds app. To find the full version, just search Handpicked and check out some of the other playlists tailored for whatever music you need or mood you're in.
Together.